Welcome to the Why Am I Losing It podcast, brought to you by Bosley Pro. You can find us online at bosleypro.com. That's BOSLEYPRO.com. And now, here are the hosts for Why Am I Losing It, Colleen Camp and J.D. Shelton.
Welcome to our podcast, Why Are We Losing It? All about why our hair is thinning and fine and how we can prevent hair loss. I'm Colleen Camp, and I'd like to welcome my co-host, J.D. Shelton, who has done so much for the hair loss community and top stylist in three trains and teaches all of her stylists and trains across the country. And J.D., we just thank you so much for everything that you do for our industry and all the education that you offer. So welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Colleen. Thank you. That was a really nice lead in there. I appreciate it. You said that it was important in some fashion. So thank you so much. Now, I'm excited to be here too. And I'm excited about this podcast because it's geared towards consumers. And I think consumers are hungry for information. They want to know more about the beauty industry. They want to know more about the physiology of their hair. Why are they losing it? And it's not just enough to tell them, well, you're under stress or your papaw lost his hair, so that's why you're losing. You know, they really want more information. They want more medical and scientific backed information to give them the education for understanding so they can find the best solution out there. So I'm excited to be here today. Thank you.
And I know our next guest is actually a friend of yours.
Oh, yes.
He has a very prolific business in the state of South Carolina and is helping a lot of men and educating them on how to prevent hair loss in his barbershop. And he also travels and teaches across the country and shares that knowledge. So Keon for quite some time now?
Yes, Keon and I met on the road, so to speak, at a Cosmo show. And I want to say it was it San Jose, maybe? But several years ago. But my very good friend and peer in the beauty industry, Mr. Keon Washington, is with us today. And I'm so excited because Keon is an expert barber. He is an expert educator as well. As fact, he is on the Cosmo Prof, and that's a distributor for those consumers out there that don't know what Cosmo is. But Cosmo Prof is a major distributor in the United States for hair care products, professional hair care products. And Keon Washington is on their artistic team. So he travels with hair colorists and hair stylists and business advisors and really teaches hairstylists from the stage, from the platform, about his trade, his barbering techniques, because barbering has become such a huge industry. And he does have his own barbering shop in Greenville, South Carolina. So I want to do a shout out there for those consumers. He is absolutely the best. I hosted him in my salon. He's traveled from South Carolina to Little Anderson, Indiana for us and done an amazing workshop on barbering for our team here that we absolutely love because it was educating and entertainment, which we got to be entertained. So without further ado, thank you, Keon, for being with us today. And we really want to know your perspective from a male perspective. And, you know, multicultural is so important moving forward in our beauty industry for every stylist to understand the importance of multicultural hair and physiology and how does it affect hair loss. So, Keon, tell us a little bit about your experiences in the barbershop.
Oh, well, thank y'all for having me. It's been a pleasure so far just already getting on this podcast with both of you. Also for Bosley for sponsoring it and just allowing us to be on here doing this right now. Known JB now for a while, like she said, we met at a hair show and it was in San Jose. I was actually walking by the booth. Y'all was located by the entrance up front to the right in our model prep room was behind yours, two booths to the right in the back.
Listen,
and I remember running into you. I have a pretty good memory. I remember who kicked dirt on me in third grade. And I'm going to find him one day. But it's been pretty incredible. And also being down here in Cosmoprof as well, I want to shout out Cosmoprof because that is an amazing company and distributor for so many different products as well as Bosley. And
yes. They
are one of the things who enhanced my experience at Bosley. So shout out Cosmoprof, shameless plug. Yes, many, many things. And I do have my own barbershop down here. Currently, it's just myself in the studio, basically. But it's so big for one person. So awkward, weird setup, but in a good way. It's just me and I get to control the vibe. But I have a clientele of 1,020 people right now. And I'm just for myself. And I'm usually booked out about a month from the day's date of each day. So, and I limited it that way because I travel so much and do so much. It used to be 3 months. But I do a month out. So I encounter, needless to say, hundreds with hair loss problems. And obviously, this is a problem that isn't so much a problem as it is just a fact of life and a thing about life. Many people get it from genetics. There are so many contributing factors. Genetics, stress, marriage, that's a big one. So just can't leave that one out of there. I'm always telling my client, now, you know, I got a majority of male clientele, obviously, for barbershops, but with it being 2020, everything is styles are multi, no styles are now restricted to sex or ethnicity or gender or any of that. So the styles are just multifaceted. But majority of the hair loss comes from we deal with it are in men, obviously. And then even more being an African-American culture, I understand that there are cultural differences that people won't acknowledge because there are many situations where you might have people know it's common where a lot of African-American get their hair braided, sometimes with synthetic hair, artificial hair, real hair, but they get these styles that require those outside sources of hair. And with that, you get a lot of people notice that at times many African-American women can experience loss in the edges around the perimeter of their hair. That is something that most people might attribute to hairstyles such as the braids being too tight and putting too much pull on the hair. But in fact, it is usually from the lack of the body producing DHT or the stopping of it producing DHT, which attributes to that hair loss. So there are scientific reasons, but there also are other reasons like stress. And again, marriage, most men seem to think that they wear the pants in the family and they don't. And there, I tell my clients off the rip, two things, you can either not get married because the leading cause for divorce is marriage, or two, you can admit that you don't wear the pants and life can be better.
Yeah. I finally got my husband narrowed down to that belief system. But as you know, Keon, my husband is completely bald. And he did have hair when we walked down the aisle.
He went against the grain. That is why you thought that you wore the pants, buddy. You know, we got to pay attention to how we label things. Most people are like, it's called sleep apnea. No, it's called marriage. And you know why he's snoring now? Because you're sucking the life out of him. He wasn't snoring when you met him. He can breathe. Now you're trying to fight for air.
As a full head of hair, it's very fine in texture, but I definitely had to show him how to cosmetically make the hair look fuller and thicker. And yes, we met a few years back, but I definitely have trained him on the proactive versus the reactive approach when it comes to hair. On to the hair.
They're really alive. And there are, and the best part though is while there is no elixir for somebody to grow a full head of hair, there is no magic potion or 100% guarantee that this can happen. But with those 70 percentiles, 50 percentiles, all that is better than zero. So here is your best foot forward, following these measures, sticking to this regimen, using these products that react for you the best or work for your body chemistry and makeup versus not trying at all.
Right.
So there are a lot of things and there are a lot of techniques and products that work, because I can tell you my number one product that I use for clients with majority of fine textured hair is going to be Boost Powder, because you can get soap between combining two simple techniques, such as a good friend of mine's and the great guy, Sam Villa. He teaches the X technique where you cut the shears and you walk the shears halfway open and close through the hair in like three or four lines diagonally and then switch the direction in an X pattern. That right there will create texture as far as leaving some pieces longer and some shorter. And then once you get done with that, you add in a little bit of Boost Powder and volume, and then you have somebody who has thin hair and make it look full. You got to learn the art of how to disguise it. You got to learn how to work with what you have.
And JB, you've actually created cutting techniques as well.
Yes.
That in one session in the chair, you can make male or female's hair look fuller or thicker just by how you handle those scissors. And I know you were one of the originals that put together.
It was amazing.
And one of those is the lifter.
Yes.
And it is amazing what a difference that makes in just a haircutting technique. It's not even a haircut. It's a technique, cutting methodology.
Yeah, and I think that's where a struggle for a lot of stylists and barbers, you know, when you have someone that's going through, whether it's, pattern hair loss or diffused hair loss, nobody wants to lose their hair. And being able to kind of be a magician of sorts with hair, understanding texture, pattern, hair growth, planes of the head, so important for a stylist in order to create that look, that appearance of fuller, thicker hair. Because a lot of times, that's
you're an illusionist.
Yeah, that's the start of your solutions, right? I can't regrow your hair today, but what I can do today as your stylist is send you home with this solution. But I can also do a few little hair cutting techniques that are going to help you look fuller and thicker hair. And that's what people want. We're in a world of immediate gratification, right? We want it now. Right. We don't want to wait.
Microwave mentalities.
Exactly. And so being a stylist and having some of those techniques in your back pocket really help create. I mean, if you help someone make them look like they have fuller, thicker hair and then get them on a solution and a regimen to start getting better growth, you're going to have a client for life.
And also on that note, that the fact that you created these techniques and you have your own methodology behind the way you cut, you took what you learned, you took that and combined it with this and made your own things. That also points to the importance and the power of education, because while there are great products and great tools, great hair doesn't come in a jar or in a tool. It comes in the knowledge and the education, because you can have the worst pair of shears out there, but if you know more methodology and knowledge than these other stylists around you with $2,000 shears, you will blow them out of the water.
Right. And it's not a one size fits all category, right?
Nope.
We know that, especially nowadays, is getting back to our talk about multicultural and multiple ethnic styles and types of hair. We've got to know about all of that. We're always talking about being more inclusive in our society. Hairstylists have a huge opportunity to create a more inclusive experience within the salon, not just to a woman, or not just relegated to a man, relegated to humans is what I like to say. Humans.
It's also so important to basically what you said is we're all so unique that we have to go more in depth than just saying, hey, this right here will fight hair loss and help you promote healthy hair growth. But we have to know individuals. Our job is so intricate that we can't just say what worked for Tina will work for Susan. We have to know how Susan's life is. We need to know, we can get a sense from her coming constantly. We know how she eats. We know her type of person and her activity level. Does she do yoga? She works out a lot versus her. She sits at home all day. She doesn't do much. Her diet is different. So that stuff all factors in, and we have to individually cater products and regimens and knowledge and executions to each individual person.
And I think the regular consumer doesn't know the in-depth education and true science and chemistry that goes behind hair, not just hair cutting and hair coloring, hair styling. And getting to your point, consultations are critical. Just like you go to the doctor's office, you got to fill out like 6 pages of information. Mm-hmm. As a hairstylist, you've got to have that kind of tool for your guests so you can get to know them, so you can create an individual, process and plan for them. And I think a lot of consumers think that hairstyling is just snip, snip, and taking a crayon on a, hold on. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. You want to push pause real quick? Okay. So yeah, we're talking about consultations. So Keon, we as female hairstylists, we know how challenging it is to broach that conversation with hair loss. It's a lot easier with our female guests because they're going to come right out and say, I'm losing my hair. Help me. But, men are a little different, and they'll joke around. They'll, can you take some of that off the floor and paint it on my head? Ha, ha, ha.
Right.
How do you do it? How do you do it with your male guests, your consultation?
So my number one thing that makes me, I feel like I'm good at consultations, and how I apply my consultations, I apply real everyday life to the job. And the fact of life is a lot, but behind every joke, there's a little truth. And even more than that, in life, most people only shy away from things when they're uncomfortable. So the last thing I want anyone to feel is uncomfortable ever. My first approach is to address the elephant in the room. I mean, I want the elephant to belong to the Dalai Lama. So, just if men are most of the time, in a way to say it, trapped in their masculinity. we have a lot of pride. They don't want to be the guy of all the guys who has never seen. It's obvious there, but they feel like everyone sees it. Like, you know, we all have a flaw, but we feel like everyone's staring at it. Like, if you have a pimple on your forehead, if yes. you're in a party, no matter what everybody's doing, you feel like everybody's eyes are trained on that pimple. Mm-hmm. So in my shop, when guys come in and stuff like that, I don't know if y'all should notice this about me, but I can talk. So it's one thing if you're waiting in a lobby with somebody you don't know, a complete stranger, and it's quiet. Then there's this awkwardness there. But if that person just reaches out and talk to you about and relates on something and anything, like if it's a movie playing on the TV in the background while y'all waiting in the lobby, and she's like, oh my Lord, this soap gets me every time. I wish Janet and him would just get divorced. And you're like, I know, I hate her. What I do is I look for the ice and I break it. Any client, I look for the ice and I break it, because the fact that you're in my chair, this is the closest and most intimate thing you will share with a person besides like a doctor. I'm touching your body. I have a razor to your head, a blade. Right. So right. I need that level of connectivity, because I need you to trust me and I need to trust you. And I'll address that elephant. And then I literally make every client comfortable. And I make it to where they don't, not just only are not shy about it, but they go ahead and just talk to me about it in a happy, joyous way. And I'll point out my own flaws. Like, I'll do that myself and without subliminally doing it. I might be sitting in the mirror like, you know, get a haircut. I need me a haircut, because, man, it's, ooh, boy, it's cowlicks and these rough patches are killing me. I'm going to be bald. And they literally will fall right in.
Yes.
And then once we do that, I'll address the elephant. I'll address it after I address it. And it's very easy, too, because they know the problem. They just don't have a name for it. And once we address it, I go ahead and give it a name for them. And then we can go right through it. A lot of people like to think women are more emotional than men, the stereotypes, but that's a lie. Men are so fragile and sensitive. You know, women get sick and it's nothing. They can do the whole everyday duties. Men get a cold and the world has ended. So yeah. Like, guys really are very sensitive creatures. And for a man to open up to another man, because that's something that men don't do. Women have girlfriends and they talk about everything.
Right.
Guys talk about things that cover the surface of what's really underneath it. Like, guys talk about it. We get together, we talk about sports, we talk about the events, something that we can all relate to, but we really don't say, hey, man, you know, I'm having a rough time at home, man. I'm having trouble, you know, getting over some things that I'm dealing with personally, because we, as men, are trapped in that masculinity. And yeah. I release that veil. I make them realize it's okay to be you in here with me.
I think that's so important. So I think you hit the nail on the head again there. To give younger stylists, millennials and Gen Zs, who have a hard time communicating face-to-face anyway, because they haven't had the opportunity to learn like we did when we were younger. You know, exactly. We didn't have friends in our hands. So we had to look our mom and dad in the eye. We had to look our friends and our teachers in the eye. Their world is much different. So I think broaching these challenging, insecure, right? Because it's all about that insecurity. Yes. You don't want to be vulnerable. Teaching them how to approach a vulnerable, insecure subject, that requires some confidence as well. And that, again, comes with education.
So I think to sum up all that I just said, the number one thing that we want to do to address these problems in a perfect conversation is create a safe space. Because we realize that all of us have something. We might not want to change a lot about ourselves, but every single human being has at least one thing that they can change about themselves, they would do it. Yeah. Me, you know, like, it could be somebody who wants a better smile or a bigger butt or a full head of hair. There's everybody who will change one thing. You know, sure. There are a lot of women who feel like getting, a lot of women who are often mothers with multiple kids or something, they took a toll on their body. A lot of men don't realize the changes that that puts on a woman's body. And it's not that I want men to stare at me, or women, or for that matter, but I don't like the fact that I feel a certain way about myself when I look at my breasts hanging now from mothering children. So I want them lifted up for me.
Right.
So like, the thing is that we know that everybody would do that. So we need to create that safe space, because there are a lot of people who beat themselves up daily over something that they shouldn't or that could go without doing. And we can do that for them.
Yeah. And I think, you know, media and entertainment has really kind of impressed that to us, that we have to look perfect like Jennifer Aniston. And
it has took it to the max.
And it creates that insecurity, which is why we focused on that one or two negative things. And, you know, I see it in my daughters, my 14-year-olds, who, of course, I think are just absolutely perfect in every way. But right. You're right. The zit. That's like the one zit. Oh, my gosh. Look at all this acne. I can't go to school today. Everybody's going to make fun of me. And I'm like, I didn't even notice.
Well, it's safe to say that all the insecurities and majority of the stereotypes we have were created by not just, you know, media, but the world that other people want to live in. There are two worlds, the real world and then the world that people want to live in. Like, on social media, you can be anyone. So, right. You know, like if you look at news anchors, majority of the male news anchors are older male news anchors. That's experience, that's age. They have a full head of gray hair or a little salt and pepper with a lot of gray. And the thing is, that means distinguished. That means age. That means wise. But whenever you see a woman or news anchor who is gray hair, she always has to color her hair because that means old, age, out of date. And it's the stereotype that they've been created by those. Because you'll see an older male anchor with some young, fresh woman, or at least she looks it. You might think she might be in her 40s, even early 50s, but she has a full head of dark hair with natural highlights. I'm like, it's not her real hair, but she feels the pressure to look young, rejuvenated, and refreshed because of what the world will say. And it's more, it's even mostly women that will tear her down on the comments and everything.
Goodness, it's a pressure. Yes. Which gets into hair extensions.
Exactly.
You know, I've had people tell me, if you see anybody in Hollywood, it's not their hair. I mean, when I found out that Tina Turner's hair was a wig, I was like, what? She's so amazing. Why would she need a wig? You know, but that's what we've been taught. And these hair extensions and things of that also can cause hair loss, back to the tension that you were talking about earlier with the braiding and the extensions and the weaves and those scenarios where it causes that tension alopecia. And so, again, getting to that proactive kind of philosophy, like, okay, we're going to have hair extensions, or we're going to be doing braiding, or we're going to be doing these styles. What do we have to prevent the tension causing inflammation, bruising, and vulnerability?
And even more important. Important and potent with that, that's coupled. If you put a plant, put one specific plant in a place in an area in your yard that has no sunlight, that plant will die, right? So the thing is, it's great to have these things, but you need to space it out, because if you put in things like those extensions and certain things, you can't comb, brush, wash your hair normally like you would. You can't put the products that you normally would, because it will interfere with those things. Now, which one is more important, those extensions or nature?
Right.
Because we need these natural processes as well as we need these products and stuff to keep it going. So if you couple tension and you couple a hair not being able to get the adequate amount of breathability to the scalp, and a product that's built up and gunked on when you don't get a chance to detox and exfoliate that, you are going to experience hair loss at a much more rapid rate than you would by nature.
And cutting off the blood supply. So the weight of the extensions, but a lot of the hair loss that you see in the braiding, it's just simply the braiding was done too tight. And over time, when that tension and when it's pulled back extremely tight, over time, that is going to cause hair loss. And if you can continue to do it, you're actually going to have permanent hair loss. And what I see in most of my clients that are getting hair extensions and braids is that the people that have the finer density of hair are the ones that want the hair extensions, and they don't really have enough hair to support those hair extensions. But there are things that you can do. I mean, you can take, you know, breaks in between the hair extensions. You can, you know, not braid so tight. You can also take supplements to try to help in conjunction with a healthy diet. Cutting off that blood supply is critical.
And even more, Colleen, it's so visible. Like, we all know that, like, braid, lock, afro, twist, all these things are very, very common and historically attributed to African-Americans and aborigines and stuff of that nature, right? So I grew up, I've had braids, I've had plaits, twists, box braids, you name it, I've had it all. And the thing is, you can visibly see when the hair is braided so tight that you'll see brown skin, but where the cornrows are pulled tight, the skin will be pale in coloration. And that literally is showing you where the blood circulation is cut off at. When it's pulled up and raised, I'll actually send you both some pictures of like really tight braids. If you look at it and it's not, you don't even have to look closely, you will see where the scalp is brownish, you know, has that hue of red underneath, like brick red, because you can see that's where the blood circulation is. But then you'll see where the braids are pulled up and the skin is elevated and pulled so tightly, the skin will be pale in coloration. Because the blood is not circulating.
I never knew that. Yes.
We have magnification pictures of 1,000 times magnification of when the braiding is pulled so tight that the hair actually does break off and to kill off the hair follicle. And we've aligned with Bosley right now. We're creating what's called a thinning hair expert program. And one of the things that we share is we scientifically share what's going below that skin scalp tissue and what's happening scientifically as to why that hair loss happens. And right now clients have more and more questions and they're very savvy. They've got, you know, a device in their hand. They can learn a lot of information online, but we are developing that program so stylists will be the first line of defense in order to be able to give accurate information. And I think there is a lot of myths that are out there, and one of that is to do with highly textured hair. I work a lot with highly textured hair, and even though my hair is very, very fine in texture, when I work with highly textured hair, I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that hair's really thick and it won't thin.
It will.
And when it comes to our hair or preventing hair loss, what's going on below the scalp is the same for everybody that's out there. Yep. So whether you have highly textured hair, whether you have, you know, very, very straight, you know, slick hair, what is causing hair loss, we know the number one reason is hereditary, but what we also know is too, is environmental factors that can affect that. And one thing that we like to do and approach as stylists and barbers is all the solutions that are available, including gender-specific supplements, because what men need, we know that men need something different in their supplements versus what women do. We also know that scalp exfoliation is so critical and so key, because a lot of people are not washing their hair every day now. You wouldn't even think about not washing your face every day. But with all the different hairstyles, everything that's out there and the dry shampoos and everything that we have, a lot of people are not washing their hair every day because they don't have to. I mean, they can make hairstyles. So that makes scalp exfoliation so important. And making sure that your barber or stylist is recommending the right exfoliator that won't irritate your scalp, but will encourage scalp health. So,
And on that same ethic, this right here alone should be the driving force to get more people to attend not only hair shows, but to pay attention to these podcasts, to follow up on online education from these companies, because these clients need more than somebody that can cut or color or do their hair now. They need someone who can help them maintain their health. We are a greater part of their mental health and their physical hygiene health as much as we are just cutting the hair.
Exactly.
Because these products do have chemicals in them, some of them, and other ones, that you must use them certain ways. You know, you wouldn't go in there and say, hey, you can wash your hair with this and don't worry about it. Get it in your eyes, too. We literally are dabbling with chemicals. We are scientists. We are literally scientists.
And I couldn't agree more.
A lot of the shampoos, you know, that are devoted to preventing hair loss, that's why your scalp tangles, because of the oils that they put in there, because they're encouraging the blood flow. Blood flow goes straight to the base of the papilla. The papilla is where the hair follicle sits, and that's where hair grows out of in the hair cycle. So that's why you feel that tingly feeling when you're using shampoo.
And then that's also a reason why a lot of these companies say, hey, a lot of people think it's all just a selling point to say, after you've used X conditioner, use X cleanser, use X conditioner, and then use X serum, and then use X. And they're like, well, they're trying to get me to use all their stuff. No, we scientifically made our things to work together in correspondence with one another. We can't guarantee that you're going to get the same effect if you use this with that. We don't know that. We can't guarantee that. We can guarantee this. So product knowledge is just highly important.
It is. And I try to explain the same kind of analogy I like to use with my guests when I talk about hair color and how, you know, someone that maybe have used over-the-counter color for years and now they're getting their hair professionally colored and they don't understand why they can't use their over-the-counter color proof shampoo, why they need to switch to a professional brand. Yes. And it all goes back to compatibility, and it's working together in the best fashion. And these products are meant to work together to give you optimum results. And so I think educating the consumer on that too is very important, because any human being out there, if you're going to get them on board with your goal, your mission, your product, your service, they need to understand the whys. Why is this important?
Right.
Not just because I said so, right? And I think that's where hairstylists really have an opportunity to become more than just a hair cutter or painting hair. You're really an opportunity, as you said, mental health, physical health, understanding. Stylists are sometimes the first people to catch medical issues in their client. Like, yes. Did you see this large skin, you know, mole on your back? Yes. Did you know that it's changing? It looks different than the last time you were here. Or you're thinning a little bit more. Have you on new medication? You know, these are opportunities for stylists to just be more than a simple hair cutter or hair painter.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, we are a lot of times we're the first line of defense. Or as JB, as you were saying, you know, to a lot of different things that you might notice, you know, that's on the scalp. And everybody is an individual, and every scalp and hair situation that we look at is different. And I think the weight is on our shoulders to find most scientific substantiated products, every single option that is available, and making that all available, you know, and from a knowledge standpoint, because that's what they're looking for more than anything is our knowledge.
Yeah, they need answers. They're not paying us for a haircut. They're paying us for knowledge.
That's exactly. And I think more hairstylists, if you could approach it from that philosophy, and then when guests, well, wow, why was my hair color $200? Well, it's because you're not only getting the hair painting and coloring, but you're getting my experience of 20 years, my understanding, my knowledge medically and professionally. And so I think that's where that really comes into play as value and experience.
Right. Well, see, I tell my clients very simple. I don't sell haircuts. I sell confidence.
I like that. And it's so true. I mean, hair is our most important accessory. We wear it every single day. So
I mean, we see it right now. Everybody's panicking about roots or a haircut right now. People have never understood the true importance of a hair service until this very moment.
We're essential, right?
We are quintessential. We are. People have gotten so, and it's safe to say we all gotten so spoiled by the routine of life that we didn't realize that without that routine, how dramatically different our life would be. You know, there are women who are used to getting into the salon every couple of weeks to get a certain style or trim or catch up and touch up, and it's all good. But the moment you have to break that routine of going every 3 to 5 weeks to get, or, you know, to get those touch ups, you're not realizing, wow, I actually am in my 50s. So it's just like, you know, you got a wake up call, like, whoa, I need to see my girl now. You can't.
The new natural gray ombre is coming in. Everybody's doing it.
It is. Come on, we got to make it cool. Come on, you're not having knee problems? Lame. Your back doesn't pop when you roll over? Young blood.
I love it.
Yeah, we want to thank you for taking some time out of your day and spending with us. Is there anything else that you feel like is like super important about, you know, preventing hair loss or?
So I think there are definitely a few different things that are, I tell my clients, like, here are things that are actually key elements that I point out to my clients. Like, number one, of course, the health aspect. We want to make sure that you are doing, number one, I would never tell my clients, you have to buy this from me or you have to use this. However, to be my client, in order for me to give you the results you're asking me for, then I need this from you. Otherwise, it's not going to work. I'm not going to be the barber for you. That's the fair and safe way. I'm honestly, my clientele base, I need them to reflect me, number one. So I'm a hardworking, have a career. I need you to do the same thing. I care about my hygiene. I care about keeping myself healthy and up. If you don't, then you're not the right client for me. Because I cannot give you what you're asking for without you keeping up the elements on your end. And if I have to doubt that you're going to do that or doing it, then I can't be this. Because if you go out there looking like crap with your hair or this happens, you're not going to tell anybody that I didn't do what he asked of me. He's the one that did my hair.
Right.
So I need my
clients. It's a
two-way street. So I need them going up the street while I'm going down it. Meet me at the stop sign, buddy. So with that, also, like, with that being said, if you want this done, then I'm going to need you to use these, and don't use shampoos full of waxes and silicones. I'm a doctor. I'm prescribing you this. The best way I've heard it put is a good friend of mine, John Mosley, a popular nobody. He works for Hanzo Shears. He's an educator, and he works for Andis too. But he's an educator. He literally said, we have to be in the habit again of taking back what our role is as a stylist or a professional. You couldn't go to a doctor and the doctor say, okay, you have this wrong with you. Here's a prescription for this medicine. And you say, hey, doc, thank you, but I want to try that medicine. It's not how it works. So when they come to us, we need them. If you don't have a choice, you can't. Don't go to Walmart and buy that.
this is what I need you to get. You can get it from here if you don't want to buy it from me, but it's going to cost you either way. If you go there, it's going to be more. So get this, and here goes. And I even give my clients regimens. Make sure you only do this 2 times a week max. Don't do it 3 times. You don't need to wash that. You need the natural oils from your scalp, the natural sebum to do its job. So use a conditioning mask. Just rinse. If you have to go to the gym a lot, you sweat a lot, only rinse. Use conditioner. Don't use shampoo because you're stripping too much. Right. So I give them regimens. I tell them what I need to, on their end as far as upkeep and product and maintenance and prioritizing the health of their hair. And then on top of that, I tell them to make sure you are managing your life as good as you want your hair to be, because stress contributes to a lot for men. Like, one thing that a lot of you, both of you have actually may notice in certain males, there are times when a man with a beard may have a bald spot in his beard out of nowhere. It'll just appear, and it could be for a week, 2 weeks, to a month, and then it'll just go away and the beard will fill back in. But that'll be an absolutely smooth spot. There's literally not an explanation for it. There is some that people could try to explain, but that literally is mostly attributed to stress and chemical imbalance, either dietary or stress. Stress is so powerful, and we know that because there are people who have suffered from a sickness invisibly, but when they learned about that sickness, then they got the worry kicked in, and they actually got physically sick. Hysteria is a real thing. So I encourage my clients to keep your mental health up, keep your physical health up, eat proper diets or a diet that's right for you. And don't just get out there and watch how you treat your body. It is your body and it matters. Your skin will react. Your hair will react. Your body will react to the way you treat it.
Absolutely.
And so I encourage them not only for mental health, but professionally, keep up and do what I tell you. And because the thing is, I wouldn't tell the person at McDonald's how to make my food or the guy at the airport how to put my luggage on or fix my car at the mechanic. That's their job. If you let those people do their job, let me do mine. Don't tell me how to do it and don't try to go around it, because this is what I do. The reason you just spent $300 is because not that I took an hour and 20 minutes, is because I went to school for 1500 hours and spent 20 plus 18 plus grand to do it in an hour and a half. Google search is not my license, and it's even more than my license. Your Google search is not my knowledge. Knowledge and education are two different things. I can tell you in woodworking class, don't put your hand 2 inches keep your hand 2 inches away from the saw, because you can run the risk of cutting your thumb. But when I get out there and I know that if you press that down with your knee on that lever, your knee could slip off, you can cut your hand off. That's knowledge.
Right.
Education, knowledge, two different things. Your education or your common sense that you think you do or your Google search is not my knowledge and understanding. I've been doing this. The reason I'm so good at listening to my elders is because they have forgotten more than I know. And that's the reason a lot of these kids are so lost, because they don't realize your parents have forgotten more than you know. They're not trying to preach to you. They're trying to stop you from hitting rock bottom fast.
It's not the 30 minutes I'm spending on your hair. It's the 30 years of knowledge.
Exactly.
To learn how to create a more voluminous looking hairstyle and to prevent your hair loss.
Yeah, I'm telling you, a broken ego is like wine. It gets better with time, but a cocky and arrogant one is like milk. It spoils fast. So while I'm being humble and telling you right now, trust me, my yearning and willingness to learn from trial and error and by trusting the processes and what someone tells me is better than me thinking I know what they didn't, you know, and it's important. So mental health, keeping up your physical health, hygiene, dietary, and trusting your stylist. It is the reason they're your stylist or barber. That is the reason they're behind that chair, behind you.
Well said. 363 of knowledge.
Applause.
It's just simply true. You know, I don't see how people don't realize it. You know, you got to apply the things in life to your whole life. It doesn't stop at one area.
Exactly.
Yeah. So well said. So, Ken, thank you so much.
Yes.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Informative. We really appreciate it. And JV, thank you. And always thank you to our sponsor, the reason why we have these podcasts of Why Are We Losing It? And we try to bring experts in from all across the world in order to bring you the knowledge and the expertise as to what's happening behind hair loss. So thank you. And with that, we'll sign off and we look forward to the next time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you'll join us for our next podcast and check out all our past podcasts. You'll find us online at bosleypro.com. That's BOSLEYPRO.com.